This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Since March, the Ebola virus has claimed more than 1,400 lives, and the country that's been hit the hardest is Liberia. There's a curfew, schools are closed and have been converted into holding centers for people suspected of having the disease. Many markets are closed, and the government has quarantined whole neighborhoods, including one called West Point, a township in Monrovia. We've called Jonathan Pelele, who reports from Monrovia, for our partner, the BBC. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
I don't know if you've visited West Point, but can you give me a sense of what daily life is like under that quarantine?
Life has remained unchanged for people in this township for decades. There are no public toilets. They don't have sanitation materials. I mean, it's extremely congested, and people just don't like to go there because it is very much chaotic and very unsafe. And following the imposition of this restriction, people are stuck there. Even those who had just gone there to spend time with relatives are all stopped from leaving. So that has even made life more difficult in West Point.
What does this outbreak mean for people who are sick, but maybe not sick with Ebola? In other words, are people who have other illnesses seeking medical attention?
It is keeping them at home, unfortunately, because anybody developing high fever should be presumed Ebola positive until the contrary is proven, as opposed to saying that if you have fever, come to the hospital. Maybe it is not Ebola. Maybe it is malaria. Maybe it is typhoid. As a result of that, and knowing that eventually, if they are tested positive of Ebola, they will be taken into isolation and will be separated from their families. Many people who are suffering from other illnesses just remain home to die. There are people dying of other illnesses outside of Ebola.
Before I let you go, how long have you lived in Monrovia, and how has this outbreak affected the way that you lead your life?
Well, I've lived in Monrovia for a very long time. I've worked for the BBC for 20 years now. But the outbreak of Ebola has kind of changed our way of life here because our culture, our tradition of even meeting people, greeting people, has not been stopped because of Ebola. We are now skeptical to get around friends, to get around other relatives, because you don't know who has gone in contact with whom. It's kind of made things a bit difficult. So it's a matter of trying to be careful, but at the same time, knowing the obligation that you have to serve the greater society.
Jonathan Pelele is the BBC's correspondent in Monrovia, Liberia. Jonathan, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.